Hi, good morning, good vachavos. I hope everyone is well. Os chaf aleph. Umishach anona Hashem is ba'ordeya. A person whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has graced with knowledge, with discernment, Yashiv al libo. The phrase Yashiv al libo means to internalize. It means that something should be imprinted upon one's lave. Not just a person can understand something, but that doesn't necessarily involve or imply that the person has internalized it, that it's become imprinted upon his heart, upon his mind. And what the phrase Yashiv al libo conveys is that what we need to do in this context, again, is not only to understand, not only to grasp, but that it should be something which is imprinted upon our hearts. So that's, for instance, you have in a presumably a basically synonymous equivalent phrase. Ramchal has at the beginning of Maseiach Yesharim, when he says that Lo Timsa Berov Dvarai Ela Dvarim Sherov B'nei Adam Yodim Osam. Says you'll what you'll find most people know. Below is Tapkin Bohem Klal. However, there is unfortunately a correlation between Shekefi Rov Persumam, Kacha Helem Mehem Motzim Ma'od VaShichacha Rabba, as well known as they are, that's how widely ignored they are. And he says Al Kain Eina Toeles. The goal of learning the Sefer is not going to be accomplished through a one-time study of the Sefer, but rather ha-to'alas yetzei min ha-chazorah ola v'ha-hasmada, the constant review and reinforcement, ki yizochu lo ha-dvarim ha-eila ha-nishkocha min ha-odem b'teva, so he'll be reminded, v'yosim al-libo. Again, again, Rabbi Yonah speaks of Yoshev al-libo, the but it's the same point. It means to not only know, but to internalize it. It should leave its imprint upon one's mind, one's heart. The Ramah, in quoting from the Rambam, the Ramah in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in quoting from the Rambam from the Mora, when he's talking about Shivisa Hashem the Negdi Somed, so again, clearly the what's being discussed is maintaining an awareness, right? Not just the sort of knowledge that one can store in one's memory bank, but rather a perennial awareness. He talks about that Eino Domer, Ein Yeshivas Odom, the way a person comports himself, the way he sits, the way he moves, the way he conducts his affairs, V'hu Badu Bebeso, Ki Yeshivasu Tznuosa V'asokov, V'hu Lifnei Melech Godol. it's a different standard a person holds himself to, whether he thinks he's in the privacy of his home or whether he's in the midst of a royal audience. And similarly, below dibur v'halchavis pivkirtzona, the way a person speaks, how loquacious he'll be, whether he's in anshei beso krovav, if he's with his intimates, as though he were b'moshav ha-melech. Then listen to this: kol shekein kishayosim ha'adam alibo. Again, that same phrase again. As Ramchal, which is the equivalent of our face here in Rabbeinu Yonah, and we're talking about something that is not simply something that we should be content in knowing, but something that should be imprinted upon our minds, imprinted upon our hearts. Umisha Chanana Hashem Yisbarach Dei Yoshev Aliba Kehashem Yisbarach Shelocho Ba'olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent the person upon a mission into Olam Hazeh to observe Torah. And a person shouldn't be distracted by everything else around him, but should be focused. He should have his eyes set and trained upon his shlichus, his mission. At the end of the days, if the person faithfully carried out that shlichus, he'll return joyously with song, with simchas olam al rosho, and there will be eternal simcha will ensue upon the successful completion of his mission. Like the servant whom the melech dispatches on a transoceanic voyage. That he has this concentration, this focus on his shlichus. This imagery of Shlichus of Ben Yonah says is not my original metaphor, but elsewhere, here, one doesn't, I'm not sure whether one can necessarily detect traces of what we're about to discuss here in Shaarei Teshuvah. But Rabbeinu Yonah, in his Perush and Mishlei, also talks about this idea of Shlichus. And there, Rabbeinu Yonah explains, which, again, that it's sort of implicit. I don't know if it's automatic, but it's sort of intuitive that the idea of shlichus includes this. The fact that a person is a shaliach means that there's something individualized about his shlichus. Generally, when one dispatches a shaliach, so one the shaliach has a unique mission, right? That's the general association with shlichus, not some generic mission, but there is a unique, individualized mission that the shaliach has. Ve'ata amod v'hizbonein. So this is Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Vav. Va'ata amod v'hizbonen ki hamoshal al malachas ha-Torah v'hamitzvos v'al shlichusam. The psukim here too, and Mishlei, again, here in Shaarei Teshuvah, Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting Mishlei Chav Beis. If you look up the Rabbeinu Yonah Mishlei Chav Beis, so he tells you to go back and look in Mishlei Yud, where he talked about this concept and that pasuk already. So v'ata amod v'izbonin ki hamoshal al malachas ha-Torah v'amitzas v'al shlichusam. The metaphor, the moshal, is about a shlichus to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. But now look at the examples of Rabbeinu Yonah gives from Chumash and earlier in Navi for this concept of shlichus. Ki hamachzikim bahem, one who holds firm and fast and firm to Torah and mitzvahs. Shluchei Hashem, kiduchsiv, vayishlochacha Hashem baderech. So I think that's the pasuk. Double check. I didn't look it up. I think that's the pasuk where Shmuel is telling Shaul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed you Melech Yisrael, and vayishlochacha Hashem baderech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a shlichus, and again, and you didn't fulfill the shlichus in your the battle with Amalek. But clearly, Shaul HaMelech shlichus is not just a generic shlichus, that the same shlichus that every Jew has. It means that there was a unique, individualized shlichus that Shaul HaMelech had. And similarly, the other example Rabbeinu Yonah quotes is Ki Hashem shlachani lasos. That Moshe Rabbeinu, right, when responding to the rebellion of Korach v'Adoso, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that b'zos teidun ki Hashem shlachani lasos. You'll know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me as a shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu certainly had a unique shlichus. So in this notion, in this notion of shlichus, what it implies also is that through self-knowledge, we're supposed to discover not only the shlichus that we all have in common, is that we're all, obviously, the shlichus is within Torah mitzvahs, within the confines of Torah mitzvahs, but within the confines of Torah mitzvahs, every yochid has a unique shlichus. And that's intimated in the notion and imagery of shlichus. What individualizes the shlichus can be what the person's emphasis or focus is. It can be where the person is supposed to be, the location. Can individualize it. The person is supposed to be in such and such a place. And one element which is indispensable in a person fulfilling his potential is acquiring the self-knowledge to recognize within Torah mitzvahs what his individual and unique shlichus is. And I don't know that there's a formula. I don't know that there's a lab test which tells you what a person's shlichus is. I think the Gaon writes in his parish in Mishlei that bizman there was nevuah, you could go to a Novi and the Novi could tell an individual what his shlichus is. We don't have recourse to that. Clearly, one clue and cue in terms of a person's recognizing his shlichus is that a person has to accurately self-assess his abilities and his kochos hanefesh. That's certainly one important element of acquiring that self-knowledge. And then a person can't necessarily predict ahead of time what his individual shlichus will entail. Sometimes circumstances arise, you know, b'vchinas, as Mordechai says to Esther, mi yodeim le'es kazos igat l'malchus. I don't know, Esther could have been the most self-aware person in the world. and had extraordinary self-knowledge, but unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her Ruach HaKodesh in this respect, so there's no way she could have known what her shlichus was going to be. So lav dafka that a person really knows, you know, at the outset of his adult life, what that shlichus is going to be. It could be that the circumstances, the challenges don't even exist yet. So a person has to look to see what his kochos are. A person has to always be looking to see how he can be using his kochos most productively. That's a person who's a ma'amin believes that we're not here accidentally, that we're here for a purpose, that we're here to live as productively as possible. So a person is always looking to see, what are my kochos? How can I live as meaningfully and productively as possible? And with that, that's going to help steer the person and allow him to recognize and fulfill what his shlichus is. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. B'li Neder Mitzvah Hashem, we'll resume around 12 o'clock with Pesachim. Okay, we must have a very good for that. Everyone should be well, be safe.